ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing better than this.
Hello, we're back.
What's up?
It's Mangela here.
We in the streets.
And we are going to play a game. This is Wordiful the Game. My friend Liz Hernandez came up with this game. It is incredible. These are conversation starters, and she gave me a warning. She's like, when you play this game, you're going to want to play it with people you know and love and trust, because it's a very intimate game.
Yeah.
It's not even really a game. It's like getting deep with your friends and family.
Connection.
And so like if you're having a party and your one friend brought like three randos to the party, probably don't play this game.
Probably don't play it.
It's a little bit too
much. Wait, it has a roller too?
Yeah, to be honest, we haven't actually played the game where you roll it and then you pick a card. We just have been picking cards, but let's do that. You roll this dice, lover, and then you pick a card.
You got to pick a color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wordiful, you guys, right now you should be following us on YouTube and watching this on YouTube, because then you'll be able to see what we're doing.
All right, I'll roll it.
Please do, queen.
And the color is...
You'll be able to find all that in the link in the description, y'all.
I got the red W.
The red?
Yeah, is there a red?
That's red.
Okay.
So pick this is like card. A fuchsia. This right here is like a fuchsia color.
Memories, interesting. Okay, so pick a red card, lover.
Okay, let me pick a red card. Oh, this is a blankie. No room for small talk. That's not it.
That's the
okay, memories.
The
Here we go. Describe a memory that makes you feel sentimental. Sentimental. Okay. Mine would be whenever I look at my sandals I got from Greece, or my glasses that I bought while we were in Mykonos in that dope at like on that white cliff where we saw. Oh, I get hella. Would that be sentimental?
What does sentimental mean? I feel like sentimental means emotional.
I get emotional when
I know, but
look
is
at
that what sentimental means? Emotional?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Ask Siri. Just say, hey, Siri, what is.
Hey, Siri, what does sentimental mean? Of or prompted by feelings of tenderness, sadness, or nostalgia. Yeah. So
it's just emotional.
Yeah. That's what I get whenever I look. That's why I haven't gotten rid of them. Those black sandals and those glasses that I got. Always brings me back to Greece, and we have such a good time.
What is a memory that makes me emotional? I guess I always go back to 2007, the year that changed my life, when I think about when the nail salon video first came out and it blew up my spot. There are many memories that happened that year, but anytime I think about the year 2007, that is the year that changed my life. So
that's a good year, babe.
That would be. Let's do one more. Here, you do it.
One more? Yeah. You got plenty of time. Pink. Zen. Questions about Zen. This is Zen. Go pick it.
Okay.
Oh, look at you going underneath.
Vulnerability. What makes you feel the most vulnerable?
That's easy.
What?
I'm saying that's an easy question.
Okay, then what is it? What makes you feel the most vulnerable?
What makes me feel the most vulnerable?
Yeah, because it's so easy.
I live in vulnerability. Like, I don't know.
But what? So it's not that easy. What makes you the most vulnerable?
That's what I'm saying. I live there. There's nothing that makes me vulnerable. I don't have
to
get there.
What makes you feel the most vulnerable? I'll answer it for you. I think you feel the most vulnerable when you're not in control.
Oh, you took a different slant there. What makes me feel the most? Oh, okay. I guess. Yeah, sure. I would say that. When I'm not in control, I feel vulnerable. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm not mad at that.
Your wife knows you.
I'm not mad at that one.
Okay, how about do me then?
Yeah, do you. Which one do you feel most vulnerable?
Whenever you're doing something
new that you don't know, that you don't think you're good at.
Yeah, good job, lover. You know me.
Oh, no, another one. Pink. I'm going to pick. Who in your life understands you the least? That's funny. Who in your life? I need y'all to be answering this with us. Who in your life understands you the least?
My dad.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
I think my dad. We differ on a lot of things. beliefs, political things, like all kinds of things. We differ. And how I was raised, how he, we just differ on a lot of things. And I don't think he gets me very well.
I'm trying to figure out, I don't really have people in my life that, you know what I'm saying? That's
that
a weird
question. That don't, you?
Yeah, like, because those people are gone.
Well, who gets you the least? Like, who of your people that you talk to understands you the least? Or
I don't
has
know,
the
man.
Least amount of grace for you?
I don't know anyone in my life.
Maybe
like
the person
that.
Who has the least amount of grace for you is probably the person who understands you the least. Who?
Yeah, I don't, again, I don't have people like that in my life.
I feel like a few years ago I would have known an answer to this, but then
sure, but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. These people are gone from my life. So anyone that's in my life currently fully understands me, fully gets me, which is why they're in my life, because I am a handful. You know what I'm saying?
Preach,
but then
son.
I also don't mind kicking people out who don't want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm always down to learn you, especially if you're important to me.
Okay.
You roll.
Here we go.
I wonder what that W means.
It's the red.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Sheesh, babe.
Put it in the box.
Sheesh.
Green.
Green. Emotions.
Ooh, emotions. Ooh. Let's just take it right off the top.
Ooh.
What have your emotions been like today? The beeping sound is construction, if you guys hear that.
Yeah, we're building a pool. My emotions today, awesome. Energetic. Energetic,
except
exciting.
Except when you're putting up those hooks.
Except when I was putting up the hooks, I got a little angry. But that was a brief second. I took some breaths after I cussed at the wall, and then I finished my job.
Here's the thing. When you have those outbursts of emotions, I have to balance like letting you like feel your emotion, but then also being like, bro, you're bringing my energy down now with all your fuck. Then you start doing all that. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just trying to like start my day with peace. And then I have this guy like, good, you got it out and now you're over it. But now I'm funky. So,
why you let that make you funky? It's so
babe,
momentary.
Just imagine this vibration, kung, shaking things. I can't help, but my body is doing that.
I'm getting better. I only let out two cuss words and then I breathed and then I was on to the next. So my emotions
good
for
job.
The most part of today, though, have been super pumped, super positive, super getting stuff done.
I, on the other hand, started my period today. So I have been a little blah, but overall I feel good though.
Yeah.
I feel emotionally stable. I feel like I haven't like popped off on you. I haven't like cried for no reason. So far emotionally, I'm pretty stable. I'm just kind of spent a little bit because I started my period. So that's that. All right, let's do one more because I got another podcast I have to do.
Yellow. Intimacy.
Ooh.
What feels more intimate to you, holding hands in public or cuddling in private?
Interesting. I would
That's
say.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What feels more intimate to you, holding hands in public or cuddling in private?
I mean,
I think at this point, cuddling in private. I know that feels like the most obvious one.
Right. Because holding hands and playing, I mean, we're all about PDA over here. This couple here is a very much a PDA couple.
Yeah, we're not scared to do that.
I mean, I'm not the one to make out in front of people. Like, I'm definitely not trying to do, like, open mouth kisses right there in the middle of the grove. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to just,
I will,
like,
but for, like, 2.5 seconds. It
doesn't
yeah, like,
be real like quick, but not, like, ordeal. Where you're, like, going in and, like, necking and then your hands are going to
necking.
Like, I'm not trying to do that.
Who used that? Is this 1965? Necking.
So we are all about PDA over here. I love holding hands. Sometimes I'll tell Manny, I'll be like, you want to go for a walk and hold hands?
Yeah.
Like it's never you want to just go for a walk. It's you want to go for a walk and hold hands. Like, that's always part of the deal.
I like it. It's fun.
And then cuddling in private. I mean, if I can get him to cuddle, fantastic. It's funny because last night we were sleeping. You fell asleep first, which is rare that Manny falls asleep first.
What? I always fall asleep
no,
first.
No, like going to bed first. I always go to bed first.
Oh, but I'm talking about when we're in bed, I fall
sure,
asleep
sure, sure.
first.
When we're in bed, he's out in 3 seconds and I have to do like meditations, take melatonin.
Yeah, the other
slow
day you
my
were
breathing.
Doing a meditation with some guys guy talking and it was making me stay up. I wanted to be
that's interesting.
Shut this off, please.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if you noticed, but I put on my rain so that I could drown him out.
Anyway, I did not notice that. But so you went to bed first, which is the rare part. And then when I got in bed, you were already knocked out. And I wanted to like cuddle you so bad and like pretzel my legs with yours. But I was so afraid that you're going to yell at me for waking you up. So I was like,
why you make me out to be a miscreant?
I wanted, let me just.
We always. We
so
always.
Then I would like, I slowly do this. Like if he's already asleep, I slowly go like this. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see I'm like slowly trying to like get in there a little bit. And then I like get as close as I can.
I love the spider legs.
Yeah. Anyway,
you're cute, babe.
PDA.
We love you guys. Yo, this game is so fun. We're going to keep playing it because I feel like the conversations that come for it are so dope.
Wordiful. The game.
Check it out. Look them up. We're showing it on the screen. We'll put a link in the bio. We love you guys. Subscribe, share, do all the fun stuff. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.